I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mendiva's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Albie is trying to stop his son from doing this. We haven't finished the movie yet, but that's pretty much the scenario. They're going to use counterfeit cash as their way, the Nazis are, as their way of bringing down the Brits. So again, what if I told you that the instrument that the IRGC in particular, but Iran in general, wasn't a Swiss bank account, it wasn't a front company, it wasn't cash in a suitcase, but it was Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Now stick with me, because this is kind of part financial thriller, part national security scandal, and part indictment of every Treasury Department official who thought that sanctions were going to do the job, because the sanctions weren't. This is almost the perfect crime. Here's what you need to understand about Iran's economic situation. Iran sits on roughly 17% of the world's proven natural gas reserves. 17%. Now, that's not a resource-poor nation. That's a petrostate. But because of sanctions, they cannot get that gas to market at world prices. So it remains trapped in Iran. Now, the domestic economy, they can use it internally, what they can, but there's a persistent, massive surplus of energy, cheap, abundant, and it's going nowhere. Now, I think most countries in that situation just watch the value evaporate. But Iran had a different idea. If we can't sell the energy, sell the computation that the energy makes possible. You know, we've heard in this country about data centers, how data centers require so much energy, so much water, so much power. Well, that's computation. Just running computations in data centers absorbs energy. So the Iranians were thinking, if we can't sell this natural gas, what if we sell the computation that the energy makes possible? Now, if you apply that computation to a Bitcoin network, you can produce a commodity that trades globally, and it trades anonymously, and here's the key, it trades without any counterparty that Washington can pressure, threaten, or sanction. So in 2019, the Iranians formally legalized cryptocurrency mining. Now on its face, that sounds almost quaint, doesn't it? Here's a rogue regime catching up with tech trends. Then you need to read the fine print. Licensed miners were required to sell their Bitcoin directly to the Iranian central bank. The central bank would then use that Bitcoin to pay for imports, food, machinery, weapons components. No dollar-denominated system could touch those transactions. It was, as I would put it, practically an admission. This is how we routed ourselves around your sanctions. And the numbers are jaw-dropping, absolutely jaw-dropping. So let me give you some numbers. By 2021, estimates from blockchain analytics firm Elliptic, they placed Iran's share of global Bitcoin mining at about 4.5%. That translated to annual mining revenues approaching about $1 billion at Bitcoin prices that were far lower than today's. Now, fast forward to 2025. Iran's entire crypto ecosystem, that would include the mining, the trading, and the transfers, what do you think that reached in a single year, according to chain analysis? It reached $7.78 billion U.S. dollars in one single year. Now, that's a figure larger than the gross domestic product of the Maldives. In one year, by a sanctioned state that is supposedly cut off from the global financial system. But I'm afraid it gets worse, a lot worse. The blockchain analytics firm Chain Analysis, now it's a private firm, not a government agency, but it is doing the work that our government should have been doing years earlier, found that in the fourth quarter of 2025, IRGC-linked wallet addresses. Now, if you understand Bitcoin, you keep your Bitcoin in a wallet. Not a wallet like you have in your back pocket or that you carry in your purse. An electronic wallet. They found that in the fourth quarter of 2025, IRGC-linked wallet addresses accounted for more than 50% of all crypto value flowing through the Iranian ecosystem. And they explicitly note that the figure is a lower bound number. 50%. $7+ billion? $7.78 billion? just through Bitcoin. Hang on to your hats. I've got more where that came from. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening to the program. If you like what we do during the weekend, you might like the weekday program, and it's really easy to listen to the weekday program, regardless of where you live. On your iHeart app, do a preset. Set this station as a preset. Call letters are KOA in Denver, KOA in Denver, It's located on the dial at 850 AM, 94.1 FM. Hit that as a preset, and then you can listen to the live weekday program, 9 to noon Mountain Time, on KOA. Back to crypto and the Iranians. So over the course of last year, IRGC, that's the Iranian Security Services, the Iranian Guard, the IRGC-linked addresses received over $3 billion in crypto. Now, that's up $2 billion from the year before. So the Revolutionary Guard, the same organization that our State Department, that the United States government, has designated as a foreign terrorist organization, was running a $3 billion a year parallel financial system right under our noses. And where was all that money going? $7.78 billion. Last year it was $3 billion. Where did the money go? Well, they were funding their proxy militias. They were facilitating sanctioned oil sales to China. They were procuring dual-use equipment. That's a polite way of saying we were buying components, machinery, pieces, widgets, however you want to describe it, that we could buy, and you would, as a standalone, you would think, oh, they're buying a widget. But that widget was actually a component of a weapon system. Yeah. So, sanctions, schmanctions, yeah, not really doing much, right? And on top of that, I want you to understand why the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard, was so perfectly positioned to do this. Because most people think of the Revolutionary Guard as, well, that's their military. That's their security service. Those are the people with the guns. Well, it's more than that. The IRGC is a vertically integrated economic empire. They're involved in construction, logistics, telecommunications, energy. It's like a conglomerate. It's like a multinational corporation. They actually have controlling interests across the Iranian economy that would probably make most Fortune 500 CEOs or Fortune 100 CEOs actually jealous. And here's what's critical. The IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard facilities, have privileged, dedicated access to the Iranian national power grid. So when the civilian grid in Iran is being rationed, and it was being rationed constantly, so when ordinary Iranians were sitting in the dark for hours at a time, the IRGC installations just kept right on humming. The lights were running. Everything was working. The computations were continuing. They had dedicated substations. They had backup diesel generators. They had fiber internet optic connections. They had everything that you need for a world-class Bitcoin mining operation. You may think they're stupid, but they're not. I sometimes think we're the stupid ones. Here's what all of that means in practice, in reality. While the rest of the world's Bitcoin miners were paying, I don't know, $60,000, $70,000, $90,000 per Bitcoin in production costs, that's when you factor in the electricity, the hardware, the cooling. Iran's IRGC was mining Bitcoin for an estimated $1,300 per coin. $1,300 per coin versus the $60,000, $70,000, $90,000 per Bitcoin that people in the rest of the world were paying. Now, at any price above that, and Bitcoin had been trading between $60,000 and $80,000, anything above that, they were profitable, enormously profitable. They were permanent sellers into a market where legitimate miners were barely breaking even. And who paid the price? Just regular Iranians. Reports from the National Council of Resistance, that's a group opposing the regime, They document that neighborhoods around IRGC mining facilities generally experienced extended blackouts while the military's operations ran without any interruption whatsoever. If you have access to Iranian social media, which most of us do not, it was full of posts railing against what they called the electricity mafia or the crypto cartels because they were in essence just stealing power from ordinary citizens. And all of that that I've just described so far, invisible to Western markets. And this is what should genuinely infuriate you. This operation was functionally invisible to financial analysis by people in the West. A Bitcoin mining company registered in the United States files public disclosures. It has regulated banking relationships. Its production shows up in normal market data. But if you're an IRGC mining facility in Tehran, you file nothing with anybody. It just silently appears in the global hash rate data as anonymous computing power somewhere on the network. So when you go and you try to analyze where's this computing power, where are all these computations taking place, it's anonymous. You can't find where it's taking place. Now, one analyst estimated that if you work backward from the plausible hash rate figures running roughly 3 to 7% of the global network, and you apply that to total Bitcoin production between the years 2019 and early 2026, Iran's total mining yield falls somewhere between 54,000 and 126,000 Bitcoins over that same period. Now, let's just do a blended average price of $25,000 per coin across that full arc from 2019 to 2026. That's somewhere between 1.35 and 3.15 billion in mined value alone. And that's before you count the oil proceeds laundering, the proxy financing flows, the stablecoin operations, all of which the group chain analysis has separately documented. And that persistent, invisible low-cost supply, that was almost certainly acting as a price ceiling on Bitcoin itself, no matter where you were buying it or trading it. The IRGC was producing Bitcoin at $1,300 a coin and could profitably sell at any price. In other words, they were the Iranians. The IRGC was a structural drag on the market, a permanent overhead of sell pressure, and nobody in Western markets was pricing it in because nobody could see it. And then what happened? And then the bomb started falling. February 28, 2026, the United States and Israeli forces launched what's been described as one of the most comprehensive targeting packages ever executed against Iranian military and energy infrastructure. And what happened when the bombs fell? Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166 or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Days of the weekday program and the weekend program, then you can listen to all 6 broadcasts of Michael Brown whenever you want to. Hit that subscribe button. Situation with Michael Brown. So we're talking about Bitcoin and how the Iranians have been evading sanctions. Actually, to be specific, the IRGC has been avoiding sanctions by doing computations for miners mining Bitcoin. And mining Bitcoin on their own, too. To the tune of, mine value of somewhere between $1 and $3 billion. That's a lot of money. It's also, just to recap a little bit, many Americans think of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, as kind of like our military. But it's so much more than that. It's a vertically integrated multinational corporation. It's involved in logistics. It's involved in banking. It's involved in every procurement, almost everything you can imagine. It's a business in addition to being the military. Now, of course, if you're a member of the guard, if you're just, one of the flunkies, but it's good to be a flunky member of the guard because you have a steady paycheck. You don't have to worry about, somebody breaking into your home or raiding your home or doing whatever. And you're going to get paid because, the people that run your organization are mining bitcoins. And so it doesn't make any difference what the United States or Europe or anybody else does. So they're doing all of this. They're producing Bitcoin at $1,300 a coin. That means they can sell profitably at almost any price. They became a structural drag on the market, as I said. It was a permanent overhead of sell pressure. And nobody in the Western markets was pricing that in because they couldn't see it. They didn't realize that's what was going on. And as I say, go back to last month on the 28th, and the bomb started falling. They started bombing the you-know-what out of everything, including IRGC headquarters, the oil depots in Tehran, the Kahuk facility, Agadashia storage, the Shiran refinery, the Fardis storage in the Abor province. Those strikes degraded fuel supply chains, and that in turn created the kind of grid instability that forces emergency load shedding across industrial operations. What do I mean? Well, if you want to keep critical infrastructure running, you load shed, meaning you drop off some of the heaviest loads in order to keep, if one entity, one organization, one consumer consumes 10% of your entire load, and now you have a grid instability, you want to shut off that 10% to try to maintain the other 90%. So that's what I mean by emergency load shedding, and they would do that across all their industrial operations within the country. So for a Bitcoin mining operation, as you know, they depend on privileged grid access, then the implications of the bombing of that, of the bombing of the infrastructure and causing that kind of instability on the grid, the implications become direct and immediate because no power means what? No mining. And when the fuel depots themselves are on fire, diesel backup doesn't help for long. The network data tells the story of what happened. The 7-day average Bitcoin hash rate peaked near 1,083 exahashes per second on March 1st. That's right when the strikes started. That fell to roughly 954 exahashes by March 16th. That's a 12% drawdown in just 2 weeks. Now, some analysts attribute part of that to a U.S. snowstorm that knocked domestic mining in this country offline around the same time. Well, that's fine. That is indeed a real factor. But a weather event doesn't explain a sustained two-week drawdown that tracks almost identically, precisely, with the intensification of strikes on the Iranian infrastructure. And then there's this little detail, which I actually find extraordinary. A cyber intelligence firm called Rakia, R-A-K-I-A, Rakia, they were monitoring Iranian crypto activity in real time during the internet blackout that followed those strikes. That's a blackout that took national connectivity down to about 1% of normal levels. That's according to the internet monitoring group NetBlocks. Here's what they found. Even at 1% internet connectivity, Rakia detected more than 1,100 active cryptocurrency nodes still operating inside the country. The lead researcher for Rakia put it this way, and put it pretty plainly. When the internet is at 1% and you still see over 1,000 active crypto nodes, you are not looking at a retail user. In fact, those are not ordinary Iranians desperately trying to move their savings. That's coordinated, hardened, military-grade financial infrastructure attempting to function even while they're under kinetic attack, the bombs are dropping, and a communications blackout. And then in the hours after the strikes, Iran's largest crypto exchange, it's called Novatex, saw withdrawal volume surge by 700%. 700%. So where's law enforcement, CIA, the intel community? Where have they been? How did this happen? Well, here's the kicker, at least on the law enforcement side. The Wall Street Journal reported just last week that the Department of Justice has opened a probe into Iran's use of Binance, B-I-N-A-N-C. That's the world's largest crypto exchange. They've opened that probe thinking that they were using that crypto exchange to circumvent U.S. sanctions and to finance IRGC-linked terrorist organizations. Then the Treasury Department has separately sanctioned two United Kingdom-registered exchanges, Zedcheck and Zexion. Why? They're accusing them of facilitating the IRGC transactions. And here's the number that should make your jaw drop. One of those exchanges alone processed $94 billion in transactions since being registered in 2022. $94 billion. Through a platform based in the United Kingdom, laundering money for an organization that both the United States and the European Union both designate as a terrorist group. Raises the question, where was the regulatory apparatus for the last 3 years, while $94 billion flowed through a single exchange for the benefit of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard? Where were they? You know, if does something that violates some regulation, the entire government will come down on you. Here we have an organization that's been designated as an international terrorist organization, and they're doing $94 billion in transactions in the United Kingdom on two United Kingdom registered exchanges. $94 billion in transactions. Where was the regulatory apparatus? Just looking at, when you think about the size of our federal government, and you realize, take the IRS, for example, how huge and intrusive it is. How they know, every little $50, $600, whatever it is, the, minimum you have to report now on any of the Venmo transactions or whatever, PayPal. That's how intrusive they are. Yet they can't find $94 billion in transactions. You have to ask yourself, what did it take for the Department of Justice to finally wake up? Well, there's a real lesson. And let me close with the argument that I think matters the most. I'll be right back.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank. Building stronger communities. Learn more at loomisbank.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Spring is almost here, so wake up that garden and get growing with Grange Co-op's Spring Roundup Sale, happening now through March 29th. Jump on big-time savings. Buy two, get one free blueberries, 20% off vegetable jumbo packs, and score three free chicks per family when you buy a 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue poultry feed. From fresh blooms to happy pets, Grange Co-op has everything you need to kick off the season right. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. As usual, I want to thank everybody in the audience for tuning in and listening. Whether your affiliate carries it live or delayed or repeats it later on, or you listen on the podcast, I just appreciate everybody listening. And it would be greatly appreciated if you would tell family, friends, or your enemies about it. I get it. I'm not going to read it on air because I don't want to give them the airtime, but I'm always amazed when you're doing the national program, the emails that you get from people who suddenly realize, oh, it's that guy. It's that guy. It goes something like this. I'm not going to read it at all. But it's the kind of email where you're tempted to write back and just basically say F you, you know. But I won't do that because then he'll spread that everywhere. But I appreciate you listening to the program, and I hope you find it informative. And quite frankly, you know, if you disagree with something that I say or you think it's incorrect, you can always use the text line. In fact, Ralph, I would say to Ralph that wrote me the nasty email, if you don't like what I'm saying or you think that I am incorrect about anything that I'm saying, the text line is 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. And you could tell me the same thing in a text message, and you could go even further, and instead of just saying that, you know, I'm clueless, you could tell me why I'm clueless. Because I like to read those. Let's get to the real lesson about this whole Bitcoin story. The Iranian Bitcoin operation was not primarily some sort of financial experiment. It was actually a proof of concept. It was a demonstration that a motivated, sophisticated state actor can build a completely parallel monetary infrastructure using only physical assets. Those two physical assets here were simply energy and computing hardware. And that was something that no financial sanction could directly target. The United States Treasury, they can freeze dollar accounts. They can't freeze the joules of electricity that they were using their natural gas reserves to turn into electricity to generate mining for bitcoins. The United States Treasury cannot embargo the mathematical relationship between electricity and cryptographic proof. The Iranians found the gap between those two realities, and they moved billions of dollars through it over the better part of an entire decade. The only way to close that gap, apparently, was with bombs. And that raises the uncomfortable question that the foreign policy establishment doesn't want to answer. Our sanctions regime, the cornerstone of American economic statecraft, sanctions, the tool that we reach for every single time that we want to pressure an adversary without going to war, may have all this time been not just ineffective, it may have actually been counterproductive. Because by cutting the Iranians off from the dollar system, we incentivize them to build something more resilient, more opaque, and quite frankly, in my opinion, ultimately more dangerous. Iran found Bitcoin. Russia built the A7A5 stablecoin system. North Korea runs industrial-scale crypto heists. So that pattern, I don't think, is coincidence. It is an adaptation. Every adversary that we seem to want to squeeze through the dollar system is now an adversary actively building the infrastructure to replace the dollar system. Think about that for a moment. Every adversary, what's the first thing that comes to a president's mind, Congress's mind, all of the think tanks' minds, is that if we have an adversary and we don't really want to go to war, but we want to put some pressure on them, we impose sanctions. We turn to the Secretary of State or to the Treasury Department and we say, make sure they can or cannot do this, that they can't sell this or buy that. And we think, oh, look how powerful we are. What we now find is a pattern, an adaptation. And every time we try to impose those sanctions, we squeeze through every adversary that we squeeze through this dollar system, probably and most likely is an adversary that is actively building some sort of infrastructure to replace the dollar system that we still use to try to sanction them. And that naturally leads to the next question. And it's a question that Washington, I think, is conspicuously not asking. Is which other sanctioned states are already mining Bitcoin or Ethereum or any of the others? And what happens to global crypto markets? What happens to our national security the next time one of them goes dark? You see, the machine that the Iranians built was ingenious. It worked for years. And the fact that it took airstrikes rather than some sort of financial enforcement to shut it down, I'm not sure that's a tribute to American power. I think instead it might be an indictment of American strategy. The world is moving at an amazing pace. Whether it's cryptocurrency, computational power, artificial intelligence, whatever it is. And I tend to think that the muckety-mucks, the so-called smart people inside the Beltway, they're stuck debating over whether or not we should have to prove that we're an American citizen to vote in a U.S. election. Meanwhile, AI companies, cryptocurrency, and foreign adversaries are laughing at us, absolutely laughing at us. The people that we pay $174,000 a year to actually do the job of legislating are off this weekend, off doing who knows what, trying to raise money to get reelected again. The world's moving at 1,000 miles an hour. Washington, D.C. is not even out of park yet. This is a financial thriller. It's a national security scandal. And it's an indictment of every Treasury Department official who thought that sanctions were doing the job. They simply weren't, and nobody was paying attention. Every time that you hear that the main story is the SAVE Act or voting or that we're not paying TSA agents or whatever else it is, don't get hung up on that. Think instead, what's the rest of the world doing right now? What are our adversaries doing that we're not even thinking about? Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.